Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Psychic Tapestry. I'm Ken Kessler, and she is Tony DeMeo. Hi, Tony.
Hello. Hello, and good evening, everyone.
And she is Lisa Kessler. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
And we'll talk about what the heck she's doing here in just a minute. We are live. It is Tuesday, October 25th. Phone lines are open. 347-838-9903 is the number. I have just opened up the chat room, so if you're listening on your computer on the Blog Talk Radio website, you can scroll down, pop in the chat room, and join us there. You can also connect through social media, facebook.com/psychictapestry or at psychictapestry on Twitter. Phone's the best because you may have follow-up questions for us. We may have them for you, and the back and forth of that conversation is easier on the phone than typing it into social media or the chat room. But we get that you could be at work or you could be doing something that makes it difficult to call in, or maybe you just don't want to. You have your reasons, and that's okay. That's why those other options are available to you. Usually, on Psychic Tapestry, it's Tony and I, me and Tony, the two of us, and that's it. And we talk too long, and then we take some calls.
Tonight,
Lisa is joining us. Lisa is a paranormal romance author. Some of you may know her from that. She has over 40 novels out. She is also a tarot and oracle card reader, a metaphysical light worker. I know that there was like a whole string of superlatives for you, and it all just went out of my head.
I think that's
she's
fine.
Amazing.
Is that enough?
She's amazing.
Because I had
and
it written down here somewhere.
Singer. She's a singer.
Yeah.
All kinds of things. Yeah.
I've had
she
many
is.
Lives.
She has. Amazing.
Oh, here we go. Intuitive light worker, national speaker, metaphysical teacher, and best-selling author. How's that?
Okay, now I'm just blushing. Now I'm just blushing.
Okay. All right. Well, she's all that and a bag of chips, as they used to say. And I asked her to come on tonight because she's doing something really cool. She has taught for years, she's taught tarot classes that she refers to as practical tarot, a way to intuitively read cards without having to memorize the book. And she's developed this into her own online class, and she is also creating her own deck and a book that goes with it that can help you intuitively learn how to read tarot cards. And the cool thing, the extra cool thing, as if that wasn't cool enough, is that she's launched this on Kickstarter. And so there is still time that you can get involved. You can check it out and see if this is something that you would like to help make happen. And you can be a part of it. And I think it's so cool that people get to do that kind of thing. So I wanted Lisa to come on so we could pepper her with a whole bunch of questions about this. And and if you're listening and we don't ask the question you want to know, call or send it to us in chat or social media, and I will make her answer. That's not really true because I can't make her do anything, but I'll ask her. So let's start with something really simple for people who don't know. What is Kickstarter?
So Kickstarter is this platform where people can put up their creative projects that they want to do, and people can become a backer of it, which is basically like you're investing in this project. And you get things for it. There's different levels. They call them tiers, reward tiers. And so when you back a project for, you know, a certain amount of money, then you get you know, the thing that they're putting out. There are so many projects on Kickstarter. It's not just tarot cards. It's books, movies, YouTube channels, podcasts, all kind, anything creative that somebody wants to make, but they don't have the capital to do it themselves. They can put up the project on Kickstarter and you can back it. So I've backed projects before, like now it's in Target and everywhere, but there was a card game called Exploding Kittens, and they started on Kickstarter, and so I backed the Kickstarter, and I have the original first edition of Exploding Kittens card game, and it's so cute. But anyway, now it's in all the stores because I think Parker Brothers bought the rights to it after the Kickstarter and that kind of thing. And then there are tarot decks like the Lightseers Tarot is a gorgeous tarot deck that people have from Hay House, but lots of people don't know that Chris Ann actually did it on Kickstarter. She did it herself first on Kickstarter. So the first editions of that deck are from her Kickstarter. And then Hay House said, hey, we would like to buy rights to that and put it out. And so that's how that one came to be. And I think her Muse Tarot also was a Kickstarter first, and then Hay House came along and bought it. So it's a really neat way for you to back something that you believe in, and you get really cool perks and things that you would never get, you know, from buying it in the store. It might be a signed thing. It might be an extra class. It might be your name in the acknowledgments. Sometimes people have in there that you get to name characters if it's a fiction book or whatever. But anyway, there's lots of really cool ways that you can get involved, and then you get updates along the way of how the project's coming. So even when it's done on Kickstarter, you'll get updates. Oh, we just unboxed the first, you know, and you get to see pictures. So it feels like you're part of this baby company. And so that's what Kickstarter is all about. And it's a really great way for new projects to get legs when the creator doesn't have the money to do it themselves.
Wonderful.
Tony, have you heard of Kickstarter before?
I think I have. Well, I've heard of other things similar to this, or this is the one I've heard of, but I have heard of it, yes. I think it's wonderful. Yeah.
I was just curious because Lisa and I have been talking about this so much, certainly over the past month, that it's one of those things that seems obvious, but I'm not sure if everybody is familiar with it. That's why I wanted her to sort of explain that. I probably should have asked you first, not to put you on the spot or anything, but I probably should have asked you first before Lisa went through all that.
No, Kickstarter kind of went viral. It kind of went viral this summer because Brandon Sanderson put up his fantasy novels that he wrote during the pandemic. And I believe it was like a trilogy or something, but he ended up raising over $2 million and he hit the first million in the first 24 hours. And so it kind of went viral all over the internet that, you know, that this kind of funding can happen on Kickstarter. So anyway, it's a really great way to get involved.
Yeah. That's an amazing amount of money to have raised.
Right? Right?
Wow.
It's really a neat way for people to get involved with projects that are in their wheelhouse that they like, or that they might like if they found out about them, whether it's a new novel or a new tarot deck. And I don't want to just lump this in as just another new tarot deck because it's more than just a tarot deck. So even though I know the answer to this, lots of people listening don't, so I'm going to pretend that I don't. So Lisa, could you explain what Practical Tarot is?
So I've always called it Practical Tarot because I feel like tarot cards, I remember when I first started getting into tarot cards, I loved them, but I could not remember 78 cards. There was no way I would never be able to do this. And I would get overwhelmed. And then I was just collecting decks because they were pretty. And then I really finally connected with a deck. And when that happened, I already owned so many decks. that I started to notice different cycles and symbols and things. And I would pull out the other decks and I would go, hey, same. And anyway, it was kind of like a math problem in my head where it all started to come together. And I'm a writer thinking of the hero's journey and all these cycles and how, you know, they mirror each other for the four different aspects of your life. And next thing I knew, I could read any tarot deck and I didn't need to memorize the book. And so I started teaching practical tarot classes, and I called it that because I think once you get confident that you can read tarot cards intuitively, you can use them for anything, for practical, just everyday things around your house. You can go, I don't know what I want to make for dinner. And you can shuffle, shuffle, shuffle and have the intention of what am I going to make for dinner? And here, I've got my cards right here. And I flipped it over and it is the Ace of Swords, which is a brand new idea. So to me, I would go, oh, I'm going to make something I have never made before. And I pull out a cookbook and try something totally new that I've never done before. And that was all from pulling a tarot card. So yeah. You can use tarot cards for practical everyday things. And so the book that I'm writing that goes with the tarot deck, it's the tarot deck will still have the little guidebook that tells you the meaning of every card. But the practical tarot book first will teach you how to read tarot cards intuitively. But then the last part of the book is all kinds of ways that you can use tarot every single day. It doesn't have to be something that you only pull out when there's a big crossroads in your life or it's the new moon like tonight. Happy new moon. But it doesn't have to be a special occasion thing. You can use tarot cards for meditation. You can use tarot cards for what am I going to make for dinner? You can use tarot cards for deciding what should I focus on just for today? And you do it when you brush your teeth. There's so many ways that you can just use them every day when you don't have that this means that. Obviously, when I did that Ace of Swords, the book is not going to tell you this means you need to cook something new. But I know intuitively that the Ace is a brand new cycle and Swords is air. So it's your thoughts. So it's a brand new thought. And so the first thing that popped in my head was I'm going to make a brand new recipe that I've never made before. And that's completely valid, and that's what tarot cards are for, so that you can get out of your own way and find out, you know, what the universe wants you to know. And so anyway, that's what the book is about. And I did put the foreword of the book is actually on that Kickstarter page. So you can read the little beginning, which really tells you why I want to make the book real. So it's all there.
That's like a free sample.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tony, you and I've worked together for a
long time. Almost
for a while now. 6-7 years, I think.
Yeah. I think it's
and
longer.
I know that you have used oracle cards for a long time, and you you recently started to get into tarot.
I've been looking
right?
at it. Yes, I'm more drawn to it now, and I've been looking at it. So I'm very interested in Lisa's deck. I'm an investor, actually. I'm now officially
an
investor.
Oh, well, there we go.
Yes, there you go. And I'll be very interested in it because it looks so intriguing, and the artwork is incredible.
The artwork is so amazing.
Yes.
Yes. And it all came together. It was so, I felt very led by the universe because I did not know Holly, who's the artist who's making these cards for me. But I had heard that Kickstarter was doing a promotion for October for divination tools. And I thought, oh, this might be the time to do this. And I reached out to my cover designer who does my book.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves tarot, but she said, oh, this is so far out of my wheelhouse. She said, but I know this amazing illustrator. I'll introduce you. And Holly and I just clicked right away. She does watercolors just like my mom used to, and we clicked on so many levels. And she doesn't know anything about tarot, but she is so good at intuitively getting me. I tell her what the card means. I tell her the symbolism that I want on the card, and she'll like sketch out three sketches of poses and things, and I get to pick which one I like, and then we put everything into it. So the cards should be, they should talk to you. When you turn them over, you should get a message. You don't have to memorize a book. You'll see it. And that's what we're going for. And we also, I told her from the get-go that I would like everyone to be able to find themselves in the cards, because so often tarot cards, a lot of times they're not very diverse, and a lot of times they're super fantasy oriented, which I love. I have many of those decks, but I want this one to be something people can grab and use every day, and I want them to connect with it. And Holly got that right away. So we have people of all shapes, all colors, all sizes, all ages. Everyone will be represented, just so that you can feel connected to your cards. You can feel like they know you and you know them, and that. So I just feel so blessed that Holly walked into my life. So I really think the universe wants the deck to be out there. We just need a few more backers.
Yay.
Well,
I do hope we get them. I think so.
Thank you. I hope so.
I posted the link for Lisa's Practical Tarot Kickstarter project on our Facebook page and on in our Twitter feed just now, so you can easily find it. I was going to just read out the link, and you know, I can do that, but it's kickstarter.com/projects/Lisa Kessler/practical-tarot. So it's a mouthful. You can go to Kickstarter and search Practical Tarot and find it that way too.
Yeah, and it'll pop up.
One of the reasons that I'm mentioning how to find it is because, you know, we talked about how beautiful the cards are, but you can go and take a look at the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cards that are on the page. When you just scroll down, you can see them. So you get an idea of how this is going to look. I mean, it's only 5 out of the 78 cards, but you sort of get a look, you get a glimpse, a little preview, and they're beautiful. I mean, Holly did amazing with these cards, and I can't wait to see the whole thing. It is amazing, just from sounding like it's a telethon. So hurry up now. Let's go to the tote board. No. When we started talking about Kickstarter, Lisa, you mentioned the different tiers and the things that people can get, or extra perks that they can get. And I don't want to go through everything, and I don't want to holler out the dollar amounts, because that'll make it really sound like a telethon. But just some of the levels, if you could, so people can get an idea of what they could be getting.
Well, it goes from the base one is a copy of the ebook of Practical Tarot, because it's going to come out in ebook and paperback. And if by, you know, some chance we get a big rush here in this final week, I'm hoping the book could come out in hardcover. So that would be cool. But for now, it's just going to be paperback. And then the tiers go up from the ebook to the paperback to the deck, to, you know, the deck, the paperback, and the ebook. And they just go up from there. And the higher levels, you also get my Practical Tarot video course, lifetime access to that. And then the highest ones can do the metaphysical mentorship with me also. So, but there are only very few of those. I think there's only three left of those. So, so if you're interested in that, you got to go quick. but anyway, so there's lots of things. Some of them you can get your name in the acknowledgments of the book. And some of the books are signed. So, you know, you can look at all the levels and figure out, you know, how much you would like to back the project and see all the cool things that you get.
And
wonderful.
One of the things that I want to point out with these different tiers is one of the levels, and this is good for, because I know we have people who fit into this category. If you work at a metaphysical shop or manage one or even own one, one of the tiers is that you can get 10 decks with guidebook mm-hmm. and ebook. So you'll have them for your store. Which I think is a great idea. The other thing with getting 10 decks is also it makes terrific Christmas presents. But mm-hmm. I know we're 2 months away from Christmas and Halloween is still to come. So I apologize to anybody who is really annoyed about that. But but this runs through Monday, so that's Halloween. Right.
Yes.
And it's actually not going to be ready until the spring or just about spring because
right.
it takes time to get it to the printer and get everything made and produced and shipped and all that stuff. So maybe thinking about it for Christmas gifts, unless you are one of those who are thinking about what you're going to get people as a Christmas gift for
next year,
next Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I really feel
yeah,
like
they'll
I need
be,
to apologize.
They'll
for
be
that.
Done. They'll be done in the spring because Holly and I have to finish all of the cards. And this is some behind-the-scenes stuff for people. But when you have a publisher for tarot cards, they usually assign an artist. And so doing Kickstarter, I get to choose my artist. And the other thing is she and I agreed that she would make 5 cards for the Kickstarter, but I want her to be paid. So that's why we haven't made more of them for the whole deck because I can't afford to do it myself. So if we get enough backers to do this, that way I can be sure that Holly gets paid for all her work. Because, again, my mom was a watercolorist, and I know it, yeah. they work so hard, and it takes so many hours and years of their lives to hone their craft. And I just hate that, you know, a lot of their work gets stolen or they don't get paid. Yeah. And so I just want to be sure that Holly gets paid. So that's why the decks won't be ready until March, because we will finish it up as soon as we know that there's money to get her paid.
Absolutely.
Tony, has all of this, I know we kind of sprung this on you for tonight. Does all of this make sense? Well, is there anything that you find confusing about it?
No, I think you have presented it beautifully, both of you. Just,
oh,
I'm very
you.
Excited
I,
about it. I really am. I can't
I,
wait to
I
see
appreciate
it.
That. I wasn't fishing for compliments, but it. But thank you.
No,
but, you know,
true.
It's just one of those things, like I had mentioned, Lisa and I have talked about this so much over the last several
right.
months, that I feel like we're comfortable with it, and maybe we skip over things because it's obvious to us, duh, we've been talking about it forever. So
no, it made perfect sense. I think everybody
okay.
would agree.
Because I didn't want to oversell. I didn't want
yeah.
to beat it to death or to really turn this into a telethon. But I wanted to make sure that we explained it, because I know when I started learning tarot, I had a really tough time connecting with decks, finding something that
right.
worked, and the memorizing was tough. And I felt overwhelmed. 78 cards, got to learn 78 things. And it's not like there's a simple one sentence thing in every book for
right.
this card means a piano
right.
is going to fall on you. there's not a card that.
Well,
that.
And then you add in spreads, and you add in bridging the cards together and figuring out, you know, this card usually means this, but because I drew this card, this actually means, you know, and so there's a lot more than just memorizing it. So that'll all be in the book also. But yeah, you really have to get where you're comfortable enough with the cards that you can let your intuition take the lead. And you know, it does take work, but I'm hoping that the book will help people to, you know, demystify it a little bit so that they can trust themselves and make tarot really, you know, more part of every day.
And
that's
also
what I like the most about it, is that book, that she wrote the book like that. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's also intention. Your intention can absolutely alter the, I hate to say the meaning of the card, the message can absolutely make a difference, because it's not, you know, it doesn't always mean the same thing. It depends what it is you're searching for, what it is you're asking about, makes a
difference.
Well,
and I always tell people, if you don't have intention when you pull a tarot card, you get an answer, but you don't know a question. So if you draw without intention, it means nothing, even though you've memorized what that card means. You don't know if that's about your personal life, your love life, your work, your home life, your family. You don't know, because you had no intention when you drew. So super important to have that intention.
We're gonna get to your calls in just a second, and I'm gonna bow out of the reading, so it'll just be Tony and Lisa who are gonna do readings. So it won't take as much time, and really, by the time we get to the calls, you've heard enough out of me anyway. But I do want to zoom in on one particular card, and this is one that's on the Kickstarter page, so everybody can see this because it's a very well-known card. The death card.
Oh, I love our death card that we made.
The death card gets a bad rap from pop culture stuff. Any kind of hokey TV show that uses tarot as a gimmick, somebody pulls the death card, and then they're waiting for
and
a piano to drop on them or something. Yeah.
Yes. Well, when we were going to planning this Kickstarter, and I was talking to Holly, we were only going to do 5 cards, and it's really hard to pick. And so I didn't want them all to be major arcana. I wanted some of the minor arcana, you know, to show up. But from the major arcana, I definitely wanted the death card, just because, like Ken said, you know, everybody makes the death card scary and awful, but it's really not about a physical mortal death. It's about the closing of a chapter so you can open a new one. They named it that because the flowers die so that new flowers can come up. You know, it's not a mortal death. It's a closing of a cycle and an open of a new one. And our death card, traditionally death cards will have, you know, the Grim Reaper there with a body, but then her spirit will be flying up or, you know, something visual like that. But when we were making the card, it actually came from a TikTok video, but we were making this card, and Holly, I had given her, you know, the different symbolism that should be on the card, and she hadn't made it yet, and I was playing on TikTok, and there was a filter for the Aha video of Take On Me. Remember where it was, they stepped into a black and white cartoon, and I was playing with it. And so I was half in color and I was half a black and white cartoon. And I thought, that is the death card. All the color gets sucked out because you're closing that chapter and you're walking into Technicolor new. And so I emailed Holly right away and I said, I'm not an artist, so if this is going to look horrible, just ignore me, but this was an idea. And she said, I love that idea. Let me see what I can do with it. And the death card that we came up with is just, it's so gorgeous. And then extra symbolism that's in there, if you look, Behind the Grim Reaper is a cypress tree, which is, you know, the closing of a chapter. It's death, it's mourning. And then it gets more colorful as she walks toward the light. Her dress is purple again, which represents the divine. And then there's dandelions, which is a new beginning, and an oak tree for strength. And I just was like, oh, I'm so in love with this card. Because really, that's what the death card is about, that you're just closing things up because this cycle is over and done and you're moving into a new one, and she's walking into a new day. And to me, that was just like, oh, that was perfect. It was a beautiful death card.
It is.
So, okay, the last thing that I want to get into here, or at least mention, is that, and I just posted this on our Facebook and Twitter pages, is that Lisa made this video just a few days ago where she goes behind the scenes, or actually gives you a behind the scenes look at the creation of this deck. Not all the cards, but a lot of what goes into creating this. And I you know, we could talk for hours and hours on it, and it's so much more valuable when you can get to see it. So I wanted to share that so everybody can, everybody who's interested can go take a look, or you can go take a look later, whenever's a good time for you. But that's on our Facebook and Twitter pages as well. Is there anything about this that Lisa, that you think we should mention or that we've missed?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I don't want to.
Oh, wait, there is one thing. So the way Kickstarter works is that it's all or nothing. So if we get funded by Halloween night, there will be a practical tarot deck. But if we get to 8,999, they'll go, oh, well, and close it. Yeah, so it's all or nothing.
No.
So that's why I'm a little bit stressed. So if you are so moved and you are excited about this deck, you can help make it real, but you can only help make it real through Halloween night. After that, if we don't have enough steam, then the project is closed. So, anyway, really hope you'll get involved this week.
And then this is the only money thing that I want to mention. When you go to this Kickstarter page for Lisa's project and you decide you want to back it, you don't pay a cent right now. You tell Kickstarter what you want to pay, and you only pay if enough people have backed
it
to where it passes that magic number. If that doesn't happen, you don't get charged a cent. So you don't have to worry that you're going to go there and you're going to back this for $10 or $1,000 or somewhere in between or whatever. And then Kickstarter is going to take that money from you and you'll get nothing, because that's not how it works.
No.
Kickstarter won't take a nickel from you until
it's fully funded.
This closes and it's fully funded. So if you haven't done a Kickstarter before and you were worried about that, I just wanted to mention that. So that's how that works.
Thank you,
and Ben. You're very welcome. I think this is a really neat thing, and I think it could be helpful to lots of people. That's why I wanted you to come on and talk about it. And we've done that. So let's talk to some people who are on the phone. 347-838-9903 is the number. Lisa, I think everybody pretty much knows all about you. Tony, it's time to explain yourself.
I think they probably know who I am, too. But I guess I'll say something.
You never know. It could be a first-time caller.
That's
could
right.
Could be. Okay.
So who
I'm
are
Tony.
You and why are you here and what are you going to do?
I'm Tony DiMeo. I'm a lifelong psychic. Can't help it. I was born this way. And for our purposes, I will be speaking to my guides and angels who will speak to yours and give you messages filtered through the guided system for your highest good. And now, Ken, it's your turn.
Hi, I'm Ken, and I talk too much, and I'm going to fade into the background now and let Tony and Lisa pull some cards and talk to your guides and otherwise help you out. So that's all you really need to know about me. 347-838-903 is the number. Let's head to the phone. Hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Where are you calling
Sharon.
From?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Okay, I'm just calling. I just want your insight about relationships, if you see me in something long-term or something brief or...
Tony, are you going first?
Whoa, would you like me to go first? I'd be happy to.
Okay,
yeah. I pulled a card for you in my romance deck, and it says basically that the angels want you to keep your mind open to all the possibilities of love that are around you. They say that they're giving you this card as a reminder to stay open to the possibility of your soulmate appearing to you in a form that may be a little different than what you may expect. I know there's a cliche where for a while there all the ladies on the dating sites were looking for George Clooney. Of course, there was only one of him to go with, and we weren't all going to get him. For sure. That was back in the day. And so the angels just want you to think in terms of that you are definitely going to get a soulmate. You have to prepare, open your heart, and he will appear. And that's pretty much a guaranteed. And it's all about setting that intention that we were talking about before. So set your intention that you are ready. Make room in your life for this person, and the way to manifest it is to totally believe in it. And then also remember that your soulmate may not be George Clooney, and that'll be okay. So when you're making your list of what you really want in a partner, think of all the really important things, like he'll be kind, he'll have personal integrity, you know, just all of those things that mm-hmm. will make a really good relationship. He'll have an open heart. He'll love my kids or my grandkids or whatever. So make mm-hmm. your list and make it happen. And I totally believe that you have a soulmate coming.
Okay.
And now I'm going to give you to Lisa.
Okay. I feel like my cards that I pulled are kind of getting into your backstory. So perhaps when you make that list that Tony was talking about, you should keep these things in mind. I got the Knight of Pentacles, and Pentacles is the element of earth. So it's your earthly goods and your earthly body. So these are typically health and money cards. And the Knights rush in where others fear to tread. It's a real impulsion card and impulsiveness of rushing in. Like this particular Knight has a giant pentacle and he's riding off to glory, but his horse has no bridle on, so he has no way of controlling this horse, but he's going there really fast. So I feel like perhaps in the past you may have rushed into these things, or you had someone rush to you. And because it's pentacles, I feel like it's somebody who maybe was, you know, in a hurry for money or needing extra care health-wise, that kind of thing. And then out mm-hmm. of the romance oracle, I pulled codependency, which is about, you know, that you guys are kind of hanging on to each other for all the wrong reasons. So I feel like this is a big nudge from spirit that don't just rush into a relationship to have a relationship. Watch out. Be sure that you know exactly what you want and exactly what is good for you. And then do not, don't compromise on that, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Have you compromised in the past, maybe?
Well, yeah, I mean, I have been. I mean, I was seeing an ex-boyfriend of mine from very long ago, but then we just stopped talking. So
okay.
We had a little disagreement.
Okay.
but I don't know.
You remembered why he was an ex. So.
Yeah, I guess that's why.
Yes, he reminded you.
He reminded me very well. It all came back after 38
yes.
years.
Yeah, I was dusty there, but now you remember.
Remember.
But I think if you make that list Tony's talking about, it will protect you from making old
yes.
mistakes. Does that
mm-hmm.
make sense?
That's a good point.
All right.
Yes, it does. It does. And thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Your
sending
insight.
You all the good vibes.
Yes. And same to you. And good luck with your project. I really
oh,
mean
thanks
that.
Thanks so much.
All,
thank
all
you.
All the best. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, bye-bye.
Thanks so much for
thank
calling,
you.
Sharon. 347-838-9903 is our number. Hi. Thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, this is Christiana calling from Minnesota.
How can Tony and Lisa
Hi.
Help you tonight?
Yes, I'm wondering if you see me moving, and if so, when?
Do you want to go first, Lisa?
Oh, I think you're going first, Tony.
Okay. I have a card for you here. It's called the Eight of Raphael. And this card is talking about exactly what you're asking about, which is always good. The angels want you to know today that there is something better waiting out there for you. And the ways in which you've evolved have you convinced that there is more to life out there than what you have now. So the inward search for answers is going to be rewarded very soon. It is time for you to leave your past behind and embrace a brand new you. They're saying they're not forcing this choice upon you. It's of your own making because you've been feeling restless lately. It's just, you know, it's time to make a move. So your past experiences have been very important in helping you to understand exactly who you are. You've come into your own, and the angels say, be sure to be grateful for everything that you've learned, even those hard lessons. But it's time to build upon it. A relocation or change in job is at hand. And this is about either a journey, a move, doing what you know is right for you. So that absolutely speaks to what you said, and it's pretty amazing that it popped up that way. So I would say you are definitely about to move, and it's a good thing. Do you know where you want to go?
Awesome. I don't have a set location. I'm working with a case manager that's helping me to get in to affordable housing.
Wonderful. I think this is the right thing for you. It's going to lead to all sorts of good things. A great first move. And you'll get in. And now I'm going to give you to Lisa.
Hi, my cards are kind of along the same line as Tony's. So first up, I got the Ace of Pentacles, and the Ace is a brand new cycle, beginning of a brand new cycle. And again, Pentacles is the element of Earth, so it's your health and money kind of cards. And this is a new cycle of health and money for you. So I feel like you probably are going to get this affordable housing, and maybe that will lead to another income stream, or it will lead to less stress so that your health can improve and you can start a new cycle of good health. However, I also pulled a second card, and we got the Eight of Wands, and Wands is the element of fire. It's taking action and getting things done, but the Eight, it goes in that cycle from Ace to Ten, and the Eight, we're getting toward the end, and we're a little bit tired, and I call this the procrastination card. Almost always, there will be eight wands on there, and somebody who doesn't even want to look at them. So you know what you need to do, but you're a little tired of trying to do it. So if there is paperwork you need to do with that case manager, if you need to make some phone calls and you've been putting them off, maybe it's just simply getting ready to move. Maybe you know you should pack and you haven't. Start doing those things, because as soon as you start taking baby steps toward what you want, it tells the universe, this is what I want. This is where I'm moving. And the universe goes, okay, and everything will fall into place. Does that make sense?
I've been packing more, trying to pack stuff.
Good. Yeah, be sure if there are phone calls or paperwork or stuff like that, that you get that all done, because it is going to be a really good cycle for you, health-wise and money-wise, this move. So do whatever you have to do to get it done.
Definitely, I will do that. Thank you.
Yay. Well, let us know once you're moved. I'm sending you good vibes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, honey.
Thanks so much for calling us. 347-838. You know, we've got a whole bunch of people on the well. I'm always hesitant to give out the number because I don't want people to be disappointed. 347-838-9903 is the number. I'm talking too much again. Let's see if we can get as many of these on as we can in the time we have left. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, this is Miranda. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi,
where are you calling from, Miranda?
Hi. Hello. Sorry?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
And how can me and Lisa help you?
I have a question about my adult daughter. She's been, her relationship with her boyfriend has been up and down, and I feel like she's had some instances where she felt she should break it off, but then and it really looks like she's going to go that way, and then she suddenly changes her mind, and the head takes over, or the heart takes over, and the head sort of takes the back seat. So I'm just, I'm concerned just because I don't think this is the right fit, but obviously it's up to her. But I'm wondering what the cards show. Like, will this be a long-term relationship, or will she decide to end it?
Okay. You want to go first, Tony?
Okay, I actually do have a card for her, and I hope it's good news. It's actually about a happily ever after and the end of stress. And I can't for sure tell you what will happen or who this is going to be with, but it's for your daughter. And it says, love and blessings fill your life. This is a beautiful moment where it seems as though you have it all. Your family is loving and happy. You may still work hard, but there's a feeling of satisfaction and peace when you come home to your, you know, to where you live. Your relationships with your family members are peaceful and harmonious. It does say that relationships can be a lot of work, but you've been doing that work, and you found that it's worth it. And your hopes and dreams are within reach, and you are on the right path. Additional meaning of the card would be like a happy romantic relationship, worthy relationships in your life, the end of stress, and just happily ever after. So that's a good wish for your daughter.
That's good. Whether but we just don't know whether it's him. We don't know
whether it's
the
current partner or the other one.
Or someone else.
But it does, say on the card, though, that she's been doing the work on relationships that are hard. So
yes,
perhaps,
she has been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So perhaps this is her path, and I know it's hard to watch. I'm a mom, too.
It is. Yeah,
and
I just
it's so hard. And a great-grandma. And we have to bite our tongues. We have to bite our tongues till they bleed. That's what we have to do. And then wait so that they can come to us. So they can come to us.
That's it. Yeah. I'm just wondering whether it's this guy or someone else, but obviously I want the future
to
be bright.
Well, for now, it seems like she's on the right path, and I think the right path will lead to her happiness one way or another. You have to trust that. So I'm going to put her in God's hands with all the angels around her.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now I'm going to give you to Lisa, and thank you for calling her.
Thanks. Hi, Lisa.
Okay. I had my pendulum for Archangel Gabriel draw two cards for you. And it's difficult because everyone has free will and your daughter has free will. So we really can't tell you, you know, she's going to break up and she's going to find this other wonderful guy because she has free will. And gosh, my daughter is wishy-washy like that too. So it's so hard. But here's a little bit of hope, is the first card he drew was the Fool, which is taking a leap of faith. And I really got the pull that she's going to take a leap of faith on herself. And so possibly maybe she'll want a fresh start. And then the second card I got was the Sun, which is really the only good luck card in a tarot deck where, you know, the world really loves you. And on this particular deck, she's actually catching a sunbeam in her hand. So whatever this leap of faith is that she takes, it's going to be the best thing she ever did. It's going to be good for her. So like Tony said, it's going to be a happy ever after. It could be with this guy. Maybe he's going to step up and, you know, and be the person that she needs him to be. But I think that you can rest assured that she is going to have that happy ending, and, you know, the universe is totally on her side. So, but I did get the feeling when I flipped over that Fool that she's going to take a leap of faith and maybe do something different. So
that's my
two cents.
Yeah. Well, thank you both. Yeah. I hope that's the case, because I don't see him changing at eight. Yeah.
If she's brave enough to take that leap, it's all going to be sunshine and goodness. So I hope that she will do that.
I do too. Thank you both very much. Thank you so much.
Okay. See you later.
Bye.
Thank you so much for calling. 347-838-9903 is the number. Hey, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hello. Good evening to all of you. My name is Vernell. I'll start with a V, like in Virginia.
Hi,
Vernell. How can Tony and Lisa help you tonight?
I haven't tried to get in contact with my boyfriend that passed back in 2020 on St. Patrick's Day in a little while, and I just like to connect with him to see how he's doing and what is he doing on the other side, and you know, maybe if he's around me all of the time.
Oh, so he's transitioned?
Yeah. He passed away from cancer in March on St. Patrick's Day of 2020.
Okay. I haven't pulled any cards yet, but yes, he is around you all the time. So, yeah, but we'll pull some cards too. Tony, do you want to go first?
Okay, sweetheart. I feel him very strongly, and the card that popped out for you is actually the best card, I think, ever, the Star card.
Mm-hmm.
And
that is a good one.
And I'm very sure that it's his hand that brought it out of the deck. I do feel that he is absolutely your cheerleader in your corner and trying his very best to make your life as beautiful as possible. And the Star card is all about things going your way. It says, now is the time to have great faith and hope. This star shines in the heavens as inspiration and as an affirmative sign to you that your plans can be viewed with enthusiasm and confidence. If you've been experiencing challenges, you can rest assured that your difficulties will quickly fade into the past. This is the light at the end of the tunnel, and it's a star you can make a wish on. And the most important element for your success is believing in yourself for now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Archangel Jophiel can help you see how beautiful this moment in your life is. Feel inspired to make long-term plans and know that you will be successful. It's about a dream coming true, renewed purpose, following your intuition and having faith in yourself. And if you think about it, that sounds just like what your boyfriend would want to say to you. And that's why I believe that card came from him tonight. And he is, as Lisa said, definitely around you, because love never dies. Now,
agreed.
Thank you for calling, sweetheart.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, and I pulled, have you been working hard lately?
My concern, like the previous, one of the previous callers, is moving, and it's always been my dream to move into a house, and I'm on low income, and it sounded like she was too. I found out that people on disability could apply for a house and get a house house with assistance, and I was thinking about trying for that and making a goal out of it and see if that would happen for me too, like other people.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Have you done that yet?
I haven't really started. I'm trying to figure out how to start things going.
Okay.
I'm not sure how to start the process.
Okay. All right. Well, if you can, you know, get online and see, you know, if what you can learn about doing that, because I got the Ten of Wands, which is wands is fire and taking action, and it's the end of a cycle, finishing it. So why don't you make this dream real, you know, and really start working at it? And I also got the Queen of Wands, which I really felt, I smiled when I flipped that over, because I really felt like that was him telling you that you are the queen and you can do this. So when you hesitate and you kind of lose confidence in yourself, remember that he's right there going, no, you got this, right? You're the queen. You can get this done. So, you know, anytime that you get, you know, lost in the paperwork or whatever, or you start to think this is never going to happen, you remember that he thinks you can do anything. You're the queen. So you get that done, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Time to stop dreaming about it. It's time to do it. We got two wands. Right? Okay.
Yeah. Right, right. Right.
Get that done. I'm seeing you in a house, and he is definitely cheering you on. So when you start feeling down or something along the way, you remember that you're the queen. Adjust your crown and keep going.
Okay. I have a real quick Hannah, and I'm going to make a special corner for him.
Yay.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yes. But thank y'all for answering my questions. I really do appreciate it, and I will take y'all advice and get going on things.
Yeah. Let us know when you get your new house. I'll be cheering you on.
I don't know how soon that'll be, but hopefully not long.
I think it'll be sooner than you think. You just got to start the wheels rolling, you know?
Oh, great. Great. Thank you all.
See you later. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
I was about to give out the phone number again, just out of habit. But Blog Talk Radio is going to cut us off here in a couple minutes, whether we're ready or not. So apologies to those who are still holding that we couldn't get to you. Tony and I will be back again 2 weeks from tonight. Lisa won't be here. Sorry. Unless there's such an outpouring that everybody
wants. That's by popular demand.
Yeah.
We love you, Lisa.
I love you guys, too.
So Psychic Tapestry will be back 2 weeks from tonight. Who's going to be on remains to be seen. We'll find out. But thanks to everybody who called in tonight. Thanks for listening, whether you're listening to this live on Tuesday the 25th or you're listening to it at some point in the future. Hi from the past. Thanks. Thanks to everybody for enduring all the talk about Lisa's Kickstarter. And thanks for everybody who's going to go check it out and see if it resonates and you want to back it. That would be really neat. So thanks for that. Tony, thank you for giving up your Tuesday evening for us again.
It was wonderful. I love it. I'll do it every time.
Thank you. And Lisa, thank you for agreeing to my pulling you on to the show one more time.
Well, thanks for letting me talk about the Practical Tarot deck, because it is very close to my heart and I would love to see it get funded and become reality. So thanks so much, everybody.
That's why I had you come on. Thanks again, everybody. We'll be back 2 weeks from tonight. In the meantime, take care of yourself, stay safe, and make sure that you tell those close to you that you love them. Take care.
Yes.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.
Good This is the sound of your ride home with Dad after he caught you vaping. Awkward, isn't it? Most vapes contain seriously addictive levels of nicotine and disappointment. Know the real cost of vapes. Brought to you by the FDA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.